Thunderstorms Make Antimatter, presented by Science at NASA. Scientists using NASA's Fermi Gamma Ray Space Telescope have detected beams of antimatter produced above thunderstorms on Earth, a phenomenon never seen before. Scientists think the antimatter particles were formed inside thunderstorms in a so-called terrestrial gamma ray flash associated with lightning. It is estimated that about 500 terrestrial gamma ray flashes occur daily worldwide, but most go undetected. These signals are the first direct evidence that thunderstorms make antimatter particle beams, says Michael Briggs, a member of Fermi's Gamma Ray Burst Monitor team at the University of Alabama in Huntsville. He presented the findings Monday during a news briefing at the American Astronomical Society meeting in Seattle. Fermi is designed to monitor gamma rays, the highest energy form of light. When antimatter striking Fermi collides with a particle of normal matter in the spacecraft, both particles immediately are annihilated and transformed into gamma rays, which Fermi can detect. The Gamma Ray Burst Monitor has detected gamma rays with energies of 511,000 electron volts, a signal indicating an electron has met its antimatter counterpart, a positron. Although Fermi's Gamma Ray Burst Monitor was designed to monitor high-energy events in the far-flung universe, it's also providing valuable insights into this strange phenomenon right here on Earth. The GBM constantly monitors the entire celestial sky above and the Earth below. The team has identified 130 terrestrial gamma ray flashes since Fermi's launch in 2008. In orbit for less than 3 years, the Fermi mission has proven to be an amazing tool to probe the universe. Now we see that it can discover mysteries much, much closer to home, says Alana Harris, Fermi program scientist at NASA headquarters in Washington. For most of the observed terrestrial gamma ray flashes, Fermi was located immediately above a thunderstorm. But in 4 cases, the storms were far from Fermi. In addition, lightning-generated radio signals detected by a global monitoring network indicated the only lightning at the time was hundreds or more miles away. During one flash, which occurred on December 14, 2009, Fermi was located over Egypt. But the active storm was in Zambia, some 3,000 miles to the south. The distant storm was below Fermi's horizon, so any gamma rays it produced could not have been detected. Fermi couldn't see the storm. Nevertheless, the spacecraft was magnetically connected to it, explains Joseph Dwyer of the Florida Institute of Technology in Melbourne, Florida. The TGF produced high-speed electrons and positrons, which then rode up Earth's curved magnetic field to strike the spacecraft. The beam then continued on past Fermi, reached a location in Earth's magnetic field known as a mirror point, where its motion was reversed, and then hit the spacecraft a second time just 23 milliseconds later. Each time, positrons in the beam collided with electrons in the spacecraft. The particles annihilated each other, emitting gamma rays, then detected by the gamma ray burst monitor. Scientists have long suspected that terrestrial gamma ray flashes arise from the strong magnetic fields near the tops of thunderstorms. Under the right conditions, they say, the field becomes strong enough that it drives an upward avalanche of electrons. Reaching speeds nearly as fast as that of light, the high-energy electrons give off gamma rays when they're deflected by air molecules. Normally, these gamma rays are detected as a TGF. But the cascading electrons produce so many gamma rays that they blast electrons and positrons clear out of the atmosphere. This happens when the gamma ray energy transforms into a pair of particles, an electron and a positron. It's these particles that reach Fermi's orbit. The detection of positrons shows that many high-energy particles are being ejected from the atmosphere. In fact, scientists now think that all terrestrial gamma ray flashes emit electron-positron beams. A paper on the findings has been accepted for publication in the Geophysical Research Letters. The Fermi results put us a step closer to understanding how terrestrial gamma ray flashes work, says Steve Kummer at Duke University. Still, we have to figure out what is special about these particular storms and the precise role lightning plays in the process. Stay tuned to Science at NASA for updates from the top of thunderstorms. This story was read by Tony Phillips and presented by Science at NASA. To find more Science at NASA stories on the internet, please visit science.nasa.gov.